This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Short idea in the time that we have, an idea which perhaps is known to many, but Rabbi Isaac Bernstein used to say that if it's worth saying once, it's worth repeating. So this was certainly worth saying once, and it certainly merits repetition. The pasuk, this week's parsha, Parshas Vayechi, deals with the death and the burial of Yaakov Avinu. Now, the Gemara in Sota tells us a remarkable background to what actually took place at the Leviah of Yaakov Avinu. If you take a look, let's learn through the Gemara together. The Gemara in Sota says, after Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the second box on the page, Kiven shehegiu lema'aras hamachpela, when the whole entourage, the Leviah of Yaakov Avinu, went up to Ma'aras HaMachpelah, Osa Esav Kama'akev. Esav, the nemesis of Yaakov Avinu, came along and tried to put obstacles in the way. He tried to prevent the Leviah going ahead. Omer Lohen, so he said to the Mamre Kiryas Ha'arbohi, Chevrein, the Pasuk calls it Kiryat Arba. Why Kiryat Arba? For Omer Yitzchok, Kiryat Arba, Arba Zugos Hoyu. There were four couples who were destined to be buried in Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Adam v'Chava, Avraham v'Sara, Yitzchak v'Rivka, Yaakov v'Leah. Iyu kavrei l'Leah. But today, Esau came along and said, listen, it's not fair. Yaakov Avinu has used up, of those final two slots that are there, Yaakov Avinu has used up his slot because he buried Leah there. She predeceased him. Therefore, his slot has been used up. V'hai defayesh didihu. And the one that remains is my slot. There were eight slots there, six have been used. Yaakov, there were two left, one for me, says Esav, one for you, Yaakov. You've used up your one for Leah, there's one left for me. Didihu, it's mine. Amrulei, so the Shvatim, the sons of Yaakov Avinu, said to Esav, Zavinte, but he bought it from you. You sold it to him. And the Gemara continues and proves it from Sukkim, and there was a continued dialogue. Amalahu, Havali Garta, show me, prove it to me. Give me the contract. Omrulei Garta Ba'arad Mitzrayim. The contract is back in the land of Mitzrayim. We're now in Eretz Yisrael. We've left Mitzrayim. We have to go back and get it. Uman Nezel, who's going to go get it? Nezel Naftali de Kolol Ki Ayalto. Naftali is famous because he's compared to a deer. He can run very quickly. He'll go back. Chushim Berei de Don Tamon Hava. The Gemara continues and says, Chushim. Chushim was the son of Don, an only child. V'yakirin le'udne. The Gemara tells us he had difficulty hearing. He was hard of hearing. Omelahu, my high. We've been waiting for a couple of hours here. What's going on? So they explained to him that Naftali has gone back because Esav is causing problems. Esav is not allowing Yaakov Avinu to be buried. V'omrulei, kama'akev high. Ados in Naftali, me'arad Mitzrayim. That Esav is causing problems until Naftali has got to go back to Eretz Mitzrayim. Omelahu, until he goes back to Mitzrayim, gets the shahr, comes back all the way tomorrow, Samachpela, Yaakov Avinu, my Zayda, is going to lie here in disgrace? What a chutzpah! Shokal kulfe machia reshe. So the Gemara famously concludes that Chushim took a stick and he killed Esav there and then, he knocked his head rolled off. Which of course is the legend, which tells us that Esau's head is buried there in Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Fine. That's the Gemara in Sota. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz asked two questions on this Gemara. The first question is, why does the Gemara tell us that Chushim was deaf? The Gemara doesn't tell us anything which is insignificant. Why? What is significant about the fact that Chushim was deaf? Second of all, the bigger question is, the other Shvatim were less concerned, were less sensitive about the Bizoyan for Yaakov Avinu? Chushim was the only one to pick up on this, that Yaakov Avinu was lying there for hours until Naftali would go all the way back to Mitzrayim. Chaim Shmulevitz therefore gives the following answer. And I think it's an important yesod with which we can answer another interesting point in this week's parsha. He calls it Koyach Histaglus. It's not on this week's parsha, he deals about it in Chayesara. And he says the following, Koyach Histaglus I think means the power of adaptability. And it's an amazing power that each of us have. We can adapt to anything, both good and bad. Shlom Shvadron used to tell the following story. I hope I don't put you off your refreshments at 11 o'clock. But one time, in this is Rav Shlomo Shadron says about himself, he was a very boisterous young man, a very a wild child. And one time in the old Yerushalayim, in Me'e Sha'arim, there was a problem with the sewers. And at the end of a certain cul-de-sac, the sewers had burst, had broken, and the builders and workers were there doing the very unpleasant task of trying to fix this, the raw sewage. And the stench was unbearable. So all the people, the inhabitants, were walking away, were moving away very quickly from this cul-de-sac. And little Shalom Shvadron, not to miss anything, which miss action, he was running the other way, yeah, to see what's going on. You always get a few kids like that. And he was running through the throngs to see what's going on. And he was pushing, he was finding it hard because the stench was powerful. And to run towards what everyone was running away from, it's not easy. But he was working. And then, as he was getting closer to this big pit at the end of the cul-de-sac, he noticed that in the actual pit, there was a ledge. And sitting on that ledge was an Arab worker eating his lunch. Because you get used to anything. The smell eventually wears off. And sitting there is hungry. You get used to anything. The Koyach Hishtaglus is a very powerful thing. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis explains that the way it worked over there was a dialogue. They were coming up, the Levi of Yaakov Avinu. Suddenly Esav appears, and he engages them in a legal debate. There are eight places, two are left. One is yours, one is mine. We're brothers, we share. You've used up your one, this is mine. No, but it's not true, because I bought it from you. And the Gemara continues and goes on. There's a whole dialogue. They were slowly lulled into a situation which was unacceptable. Chushim was deaf. Chushim was deaf. And therefore, it was this sudden realization. He wasn't lulled into a situation like everyone else. And therefore, he was able to see it as it was, to see the injustice of the whole situation. Now, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz says that you see this koach hishtaglus, this power, this ability to adapt in a positive sense as well. The famous question they ask on the Akedah. Avram Avinu, we're told, was greater than Sarah and Nevuah. Sorry, Sarah and Meina was greater than Avram and Nevuah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram to listen to Sarah, she's greater than you. And yet, Avram Avinu was able to cope with the Nisoyin of the Akedah, and Sarah wasn't. The Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Chayei Sarah, what's the Smichas HaParshas of Chayei Sarah with the Akedah? So Rashi tells us the Smichas HaParshas is that she died because of the Basur of the Akedah. If you look at the Rashi, I bore the Rashi on the second, on the third box on the page. Lispoid l'sarav l'fkaisa. Says Rashi, v'nis mechamisa sarav l'akedas Yitzchok l'fishaladei besuras ha'akedas sh'nizdamen b'no l'shchita. Because hearing the news, the Satan came back and told Sarah that, I tell you exactly what happened, and no doubt he built it up very graphically. You remember that child that you longed for 90 years? Do you remember your only sole child, Yitzchok? Well, your husband went off, bound him up, took a very sharp glistening knife, raised it very parach nishmasa. She wasn't able to parach nishmasa or mesa. Why couldn't she cope with it, but Avram Avinu could cope with that? Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, koach hishtaglus, the ability to adapt. Why? Because when Avram Avinu was told about the nisoyin of Yakeda, he was told it very slowly. The pasuk says, kach nois bincha. Says Avram Avinu, what do you mean bincha? I've got two sons. I've got Yitzchak and I've got Yishmael. Es yechidcha. What do you mean yechidcha? They're both yochid. This is a yochid to this mother. This is an individual, a child, an only child for this mother. Asher ahavto. But I love them both. Es yitzchak. Since he was lal, it was a slower, gentle introduction, he was able, you see from here that koach hishtaglus is used for the good as well. I remember when, way back when I was in school, a friend of mine got a summer job in a law firm. And he had a very unfortunate job. He had to, it was a time of the recession, another recession, and he had to take, the law firm were representing a very big a bank. And the bank were repossessing homes left, right, and center. And he had to go and take the piece of paper to the courts, and the court, the judge would stamp it. And that would be the makba patish, that would be the final confirmation that the bank were now the proud owner of this house, and this part, the people, the family who couldn't afford their mortgage payments were being evicted. And it was a procedural job. There was nothing to do. It was a very straight, you don't give a sixth former a very complicated legal technical challenge. But it was a very straightforward job. And he went to the court and he had to deliver it. And in the vast majority of cases, the family weren't there because there's no defense and nothing to say. But I remember after the first day, the poor fellow came back traumatized. I said, what's the matter? He said, he went to the courts and the family were there. Kids, young kids, mother crying. The kids were crying. Don't do it. Don't throw us out of our house. And he had to go and deliver this piece of paper. You know, I'm doing my job. And he said he was traumatized. Now, I remember meeting him many weeks later. And I said, how's it going? Are you still having these traumas? He said, you know, it's such a pain in the neck when the families come. I'm trying to do my job. And there they are, getting in the way. I just want to go home back to the office and have lunch. You get used to anything. That's Koyach Histaglus. You get used to anything. I remember also a friend of mine who's an emotional fellow. He's going back a number of years, and his eldest was born. And I remember him describing to me, he was describing the moments after his first child was born. It's indescribable. It's magic. You're on cloud nine. And he remembered 10 minutes after this child was born, he hadn't actually thanked the doctor who had delivered his baby. Amid everything, amid the tears and the cries, he forgot. So he quickly afterwards, he said to the nurse, where's the doctor? So he's in the doctor's staff room or whatever. So he ran out of the corridor, knocked on the door, opened the door, and he sees this doctor eating a sandwich, reading the newspaper. And he's thinking to himself, this guy has just witnessed childbirth. He's just witnessed creation. He's been a partner in creation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's sitting reading the paper. Because it's probably the third kid he delivered that day. And the thousandth is delivered in his career. That's Koyach Histaglus. You get used to it. The novelty wears off. You can get used to anything. Both for good and for bad. And I think with this we can answer very quickly Akasha on this week's Parsha as well. This I saw from Rabbi Lef. Rabbi Lef says in the beginning of the Parsha, Yaakov Avinu brings the children around and he wants to tell them, he wants to reveal to them the Kates, the end of time. And instead he changes his mind, the Shechina leaves him, he changes his mind, he gives them a bracha. He tells them, two kashas, what's that all about? You didn't want to give them a bracha instead? Second kasha is, were they really brachas? I mean, Reuven, he tells him, Pachas Kamaim, you're impetuous. Shimon and Levi, Or Apo. Those are brachas. So the extent that when it comes to Yehuda's turn, he's sort of backing away. And others are compared to animals. Yeah? So well, these are brachas. The pasuk says, Vayivarech Yisom. They are brachas. The greatest bracha a parent can give to his children, to his child, is to tell the child who she is. To identify their potential. That is the biggest bracha any parent can give to their child. To tell them who they are. That is what Yaakov Avinu was saying. And therefore, that's Pshat in the Medrash. You see, Mashiach can come in one of two times, in this sort of sell-by-date, end-of-time date, or he can come sooner if we are Zocher. He can come sooner if we're Zocher. If we merit it, he can come. How? If we fulfill our potential. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu saw, says the Medrash, there was no letters, Kuf and Tzadi, in the names of the Shvatim. Look through all the names of the Shvatim, no Kuf, no Tzadi. But he also saw there's no Ches and there's no Tes. I.e., there's no chait in their name, there's no deficiency. If they fulfill their potential, then we don't need to wait for the kuf tzadi, the chait, because it can come earlier. That's what it means. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu was able to bench his children, to give them what their role in life is, and thereby they can fulfill their potential. Because another answer to the question, how could it be that Avram Avinu could cope with the Akedah and Sarah not? The other answer, of course, is that this was a nisoyen for Avraham Avinu, for Hashem Nisoyes Avraham. When you're given a nisoyen, you're given the kelim to deal with it. And therefore Sarah wasn't given the kelim, she couldn't deal with it. That's what Yaakov Avinu was doing. He was telling each child what their nisoyen in life was. So just to summarize, the idea in this week's parasha is, one of the ideas, is to teach us koyach histaglus, the ability to adapt. We see it in a negative way when it comes to Yaakov Avinu, the Leviah. The brothers got used to a situation which ultimately was unjust. Chushim, because he didn't get used to it, he was able to see it for what it was. We see it positively, that Avram Avinu was able to get used to a nisoyen, was able to get used to something which was very, very hard. And therefore he was able to overcome this nisoyen. That is Koich Staglus. The other answer is that Avraham Avinu, that was his Nisoyen. You see that people have a tafkid, the role in life, Nisyonis. And that's really what Avraham Avinu, that Yaakov Avinu was telling the Shvatim in this week's parsha. The biggest bracha is to tell the child who he or she is. And through that, in Hashem, if everyone fulfills his or her potential, we should be zocher to the Mashiach coming, in Hashem, before the destined time.
Just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.